time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are talking, for goodness sake, a conversation as for whether or not any one of us are really good.
When was the last time you thought or did anything bad? See, I woke up at 5:30 this morning.
Probably like 35 minutes ago.
I mean, tell me, are you not in a continual state of war with yourself?
A back and forth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that iconic thing that you hear about with the devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other, and they're both you.
Right? I mean, I think what's more mind-blowing to me is how much time I spent living, not even conscious of
the war,
any of that. Just the action, just acting each day, living out my day based, just whatever I did, and that was it.
Kind of being impulsive with whatever just drives you, the loudest scream you went for.
Correct. Versus having, you know, acknowledgement of, wow, you know, maybe that wasn't the best thing I just did, or you know what, wow, that really had good impact for the positive. Exactly.
When did that happen? Would you say you awakened to that war within?
Probably 2020, really.
What happened there? What was the...
I just feel like the huge events in the world, the shifting of things, and the rapid changing of everything around us just kind of set me into a place of wanting to learn, and kind of a place of really like I kind of picture like a metaphoric wandering around in the desert with all of this different stuff happening around us and whatnot. And like, all right, is this information real? Is this information, you know, true or false? Is this information true or false? Because there's so much different stuff coming from so many different angles. You know, from there, I kind of just realized, wow, there's a real battle of good versus evil. And that's not metaphor. That's, you know, real good versus evil going on in the world.
We're all becoming something, right? How old were you, you think, when you back in 2020? What was your age then?
27.
Yeah, I would say for me, and I think we all kind of have this road of personal discovery. And
my golden birthday it was.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Where you have this personal discovery of these things and your mind is open to it. And for me, I was a little bit younger, but I saw that for the most part, I mean, within reason, there were very few limitations put upon me, and I was able to pursue without hindrance the things that I thought would make me happy. Mm-hmm. Only to find that they didn't.
But you got the opportunity to
fully explore
the avenues. Yeah.
And it was like, I realized that this notion that I was made to, this paradigm I was given of what happiness was, first of all, didn't work. It didn't work because I'm not happy. Even though I'm doing everything I want to do with minimal restriction.
Yeah.
And I'm miserable. And so right away it was like, hold on a second.
Think about this. Think about how lucky you were to find that out at 19.
Yeah.
Think about how many people live some their whole lives and never come to
on
that
their deathbed,
come to that realization.
Yeah, and never woke up to it. That's a terrifying thought.
Mm-hmm. There's a song lyric from Tom Petty. He says, some go young and some grow cold. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you kind of have this world spin moment, you know, where you're like, whoa, wait a second, what's going on here? And you start to ask questions where you never knew there had to be one.
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like you're searching something out. For example, like why when I do these things that I want to do, I feel so terrible afterwards. You know what I mean? Versus when I do these things for other people where I don't personally benefit, it felt so good.
Yep. And I mean, you could even apply that to something as basic as your diet.
Yeah.
Like, man, why when I eat this, you know, junk, does it make me feel terrible? And then versus, you know, you eat something clean and you're like, oh, I feel more energetic. I've got a little more pep in my step. It really is that simple.
I mean, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, just try it. Go to the store and skip like lunch. Don't eat lunch and be a little bit hungry and go buy the mega family pack of Doritos and eat that for a meal and see how you feel afterwards. Or you know what? Go get one of those gallon tubs of ice cream if they still sell them and go eat the whole thing and see how you feel. Now it's going to taste good in the moment, but see where it leaves you. And there are there are behaviors, not just food, there are behaviors that leave us the same way. And it's like, again, it's
a general sense of blah.
Yeah. And what it points you to is this immutable reality of good and evil.
It sure does.
And it's independent of you and what you want and your desires. It's something else. And then you're like, okay, wait. If that's true, where did that come from? Who gets to decide what's good and evil? What makes me feel good and what makes me feel bad? Who did that?
And, you know, I really think that comes down to we're turning our society into a society that only acts upon desire versus a society that acts upon morality and decency and the consideration of others.
Yeah, the good.
Mm-hmm.
So as I look at this whole exploration, am I good? Well, I'm only as good as I am able to not be evil, to think or to act. Because I do think that every action starts with what you think, right?
Yep.
So every thought is a potential action. So until I'm fully able to not only suppress my behavior, but every evil impulse, the answer is I am not good.
Hmm.
But we've all got our great days. We've all got our good days where we got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we're guilty of doing sometimes is we forget people have bad days.
Yep.
And then where the narrative goes is whether it's a video camera or a microphone, depending on the perspective of the person and which side they choose to represent about any one person. You can pick any name on this. Are we going to talk about their good days or their bad days? And depending on whichever narrative you go on, you can demonize them or you can make them a saint.
So are any of us really good,
well,
then?
Well, Jesus made a statement when someone said, good teacher. And he said, why do you call me good when God alone is good? So Jesus said that very thing. Only God is good. Now, he had a dualistic meaning there because you call me good when God alone is good. He was saying, but I am God. But anyway, that's fun. But no, the heart, the Bible tells us that our hearts are Machiavellian. No, it says they're wicked. You know, it's so wicked. And that's just it. And hiding in the corners of our heart is an evil sign.
And, you know, as we've said, how many people just live without ever acknowledging they have one?
An evil
sign. And how many people live acknowledging they do have one and they play upon it?
It's a frightening thought that I think we are becoming less and less self-aware as we condone. I don't know if I've said this before, but this is going to sound really twisted. The byproduct of our society's removal of bullying has led to the affirmation of behaviors that should have never been affirmed. For example, you've got children who are in middle school openly picking their nose and eating it. And I don't think anyone says, that's good.
Or that they believe they're animals.
Yes, furries. And I mean, you could pick the behavior.
Like you're a human.
Yeah. It's like, what the heck are you doing? But because they were never shut down, which would be a form of bullying, right? A positive peer pressure, they used to call it. That's all been removed. So there's no longer a societal norm. It's whatever you can conceive of is okay.
Yeah.
And so we've become, now we've gone from thinking people to being impulse people. So whatever I can desire or want is okay, because who's going to challenge me? Because if you do, you're a bully.
And you'll be canceled.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's scary, man, because where does that lead to? If in fact you are evil, we all are, and that little war is happening within us, and there's no restraint. What happens?
I think even, you know, more so back in the day, people took those evils within them and channeled. Jordan Peterson talks a lot about this, channeling that spirit per se into things like maybe playing football or just different avenues where you can get that passion played out in healthy ways versus using it for the destruction of society. Ultimately.
A constructive achievement as opposed to a destructive outcome.
Correct. And I mean, it's not even just a destructive outcome for, you know, an individual at this point. We're talking a destructive outcome for all of us. And that's what's scary.
The butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think anything we do, positive or negative, is just impacts us. That's a pipe dream notion. Otherwise, I mean, it's everything you do has a net gain or
loss. I kind of try to live by the consistency of I give people the same energy that I would like to have returned to me.
Give me some grace.
Yeah, well, and
I'll give you some grace. Give me some grace.
And I'm not perfect at that, but, you know, would I want somebody jumping down my throat? No. So, you know, I try not to do that to anyone else, per se. Like, it's a pretty basic common sense concept I learned when I was a child, I guess, is treat others how you want to be treated. But we've kind of gotten away from that.
That common courtesy.
Yeah.
It's like common sense. It's not as common as it used to be.
Common sense is indeed not all that common.
No, it's not. And but, you know, going back in that same line of thinking is that if we've all got good days and we admit we've all got bad days, then you also have to concede that none of us are always good.
Oh, no.
Right. So again, right away, I think we all could finally maybe possibly agree, then you're not good.
Sometimes good.
You just have your moments.
Yeah, you got good moments.
You have good
moments. The only always good is God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.
Blindly Obvious.